Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the City Council meeting for Tuesday, July 16th. I'd like to call this meeting to order with an invocation and Pledge of Allegiance. The invocation led by President Tony Clam of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and then the Pledge of Allegiance led by the Gillette Little League Softball All-Stars. So if you could all rise, please.
Our Father in heaven, we are grateful for the blessings that we have. We are grateful for this country and for the freedoms that it provides us. We are grateful for the opportunity that it provides us to worship how we will and to honor and sustain Thee. We are grateful for our Savior Jesus Christ and for His atoning sacrifice. We are grateful for the leaders of this country and the leaders in the state and local leaders, the elected officials and their service that they give to the citizens. We are grateful for them. We ask a blessing upon them and their families as they serve, that they will be able to be led and guided and directed. We are grateful for those that serve this country in protecting our freedoms and freedoms of others around this country and around this world. We ask a blessing upon our troops and the military and those that serve to protect freedoms. Bless them and watch over and protect them. We are grateful for the freedoms that we have and for those that serve us. We are grateful for the local law enforcement and ask a blessing to be with them and their families. Bless them as they protect and sustain, honor the laws. Watch over and protect them. Please be with those members of this community that have lost their jobs and those that are afflicted by tough times, both spiritually and financially and temporally. Bless them and their families. Bless that they will be able to be guided and directed. Bless the caregivers and those that serve the community, that they will be able to be in tune and be able to support those in need. Bless all those that serve in all religions and all organizations, that they will be able to unite and be able to help and assist those that have lost their jobs and be with them. Be with the City Council members as they serve, and that they will be able to be directed and guided as they put the needs of others in front of their own. We're grateful for the blessings of this country and for the blessings that are offered to us. We ask Thy Spirit to be with us now. We say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Could you all introduce yourselves, please, and what position you play? And then we'd like to hear about the tournament you're going to.
Go ahead, Trinity. You can start.
You want to get on the, can they get on the microphone?
Sure. Start here. Third.
I'm Trinity Dowling, and I play third base.
Third.
Okay. I'm Emma Stambrick, and I play third base and outfield.
Yep.
That's good to know before you go.
They might be a little nervous. Yep. You got it.
Hi, my name's Malia, and I play second base.
Where'd you play today? Okay, that's a good spot.
I am Florence Watt, and I play shortstop.
I'm Allie Carter, and I play pitcher and catcher.
I'm Madeline Whipp, and I play pitcher, first, and outfield.
My name is Cambria Mannering, and I'm a pitcher.
Yes, she
I'm
is.
Alexis Mellon, and I play second and catcher.
I'm Isabel Carter, and I play catcher and shortstop.
Yeah.
I am Alexandra Walker, and I play pitcher and shortstop.
I'm Sophia Vane, and I play first and pitcher.
Second and outfield.
Hi, my name is Alexis Call, and I play second and outfield.
So these girls won state this year for softball, and Thursday morning we are getting on a plane and heading to San Bernardino, California, to compete in the West Regionals against every other Western state.
Great.
So.
Well, good luck, girls. Thank you. Good job. And then you say you need some pins to hand out to other...
We would love some pins.
Okay. Well, if someone would come get them.
Actually, if we could get everybody to line up in front of the dais, we'll get a picture of you guys.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't. No, I'm behind the camera. Thank you, though.
Oh, no. All right, here we go. One, two, three. Take one more really quick. One more. There we go. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go. And good luck. Come back when you after you win, and you can do it again, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. And thank you, President Clam, for the invitation. When do you all leave?
Thursday morning.
All right. Well, good luck.
We've got a practice to get to.
Okay, good.
Yep. We're late for practice.
Okay, I would entertain a motion for the approval of the general agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion, and Councilman McClellan seconded it. Is there any discussion? Discussion seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 5 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to the consent agenda. All items listed will be enacted by one motion unless a request is made for discussion by any member of the audience or council. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Neary made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 5 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to conflict claims. The first one is for Councilmember Carsrud.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 5 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to a conflict claim for myself.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Brown made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Council, please vote. Who doesn't vote?
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 5 yeas.
Thank you. Now we're to comments. Council comments.
I have one, Madam Mayor.
Okay, Councilman Brown.
The food bank. No, I'm just kidding. I get to travel over Gurley overpass quite a bit, and I've been watching the construction along the pathway, I guess we would call it, as part of the improvements. Anyway, it was fun to watch it go together. With a lot of rain and a lot of water and a lot of adverse conditions for construction, they knocked it out in about 2 weeks, and it looks beautiful. The plants are all planted, and the bark is there, and waiting for the horse statue to be placed. And I understand it will be placed sometime this week, so if a person gets a chance to go out there and check that out, please do, because it's very impressive.
Great. And maybe when the bridge is done.
Yeah, when it's done. Yeah.
Okay. Councilman McClellan.
Yes, Madam Mayor, thank you. Just a huge shout out to the city employees for the Council of Community Services food drive last week. They did a great job. Gathered 600 pounds of food for that for the Council of Community Services, and just a big, shout out to the community as a whole. I mean, they always do. This community always does a great job of supporting its members when they need help, so makes it a great place to live. So
great.
Thanks to everyone.
Yes, well, thank you, and good job, City. That's one thing. That's our great employees stepping up. How about written? Do we have any written comments?
Madam Mayor, there are no written comments.
Thank you. Public comments?
Good evening. I'm Mary Kelly. I'm with the Gillette Historic Preservation Commission, and just wanted to pass along some really good news that last Friday in Thermopolis, the State Historic Preservation Office approved our nomination of the Old City Hall to the National Register. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. So it has to go to the national level now, and could take another month maybe to find out if it does pass. Typically they do go along with the state's recommendation, but that would double the number of buildings we have on the National Register if that one goes through. So
well, good. So when that happens, what does that mean?
It really just means that it's a treasure for us. There are folks who travel to see all the buildings that are on the National Register, or the monuments or the landmarks that are on the National Register. So it can help influence our heritage tourism in this area. If we were to get a downtown district, we would get a sign on the highway on I-90. But obviously we want to funnel people into downtown and into Gillette as much as we can to see the things that we do have. There are some tax benefits also. I know that building is for sale right now. If someone were to buy it and make some improvements to it, then they get a pretty nice tax break for what they spend to fix it up.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, good. Well, yep. Thank you, Mary. You're appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Any other public comments? Okay. I will declare a proclamation. Is there anyone here for the proclamation? Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
You are?
I'm Beth Chappelle, and I'm the senior coordinator for the Sensible Nutrition Program. And we offer cooking, budgeting, and nutrition information and classes to families of limited income. This July marks our one-year anniversary of our Little Free Pantry project. And Little Free Pantries are continuously stocked with food, personal care, and household items, which have been donated from our community members. And they are designed for community members who aren't able to easily meet everyday food and personal needs. Anyone can access the Little Free Pantries at any time. They're always open, and there's no applications. During our first year, we've received over 350 pounds of personal items and food that has been moved right back through the pantries for our community. And to help us celebrate our one-year anniversary, we're hosting a donation drive for the pantries during the month of July at A&B Bank. And you can also drop off donations at the County Extension Office.
Great.
Madam Mayor, members of the City Council, I am Erin Galloway, and I am co-director of the Edible Prairie Project. We're a nonprofit whose mission is to cultivate a fair, resilient, and sustainable community food system. The Edible Prairie Project supports the Little Free Pantry Network because the pantries provide an important safety net for those who may not qualify or may not be prevented from accessing traditional food bank systems. Our Little Free Pantries consist of upcycled newspaper dispensers, and they're painted by local civic and youth groups. They can be found at Lakeside Park, Sunflower Park, Salvation Army, and Council of Community Services. We're opening a new location at Bivens Park in the month of July. In addition to our July food drive, we would like to invite you to join us in celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Little Free Pantries on July 17th at A&B Bank from 2 to 5 p.m. The pantries are truly a community-led effort, and this is our way of showing the community how much we appreciate their support. So thank you for proclaiming the month of July as Little Free Pantry Month.
Well, thank you. That's a great project. And so does someone monitor it? You go around and monitor it?
Yeah, I monitor, and I place food and personal products in there a couple of times a week. And then community members are also encouraged just to drop things off at the pantry. It's really take what you need, leave what you can.
Yeah. Well, that is really nice, and at a time when the community needs it, too. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Whereas Gillette Little Free Pantries have distributed over 350 pounds of food and 50 pounds of personal hygiene products donated from community members in its first year, and whereas over 500 Gillette families have benefited from the actions of the Gillette Little Free Pantries, now therefore I, Louise Carter King, Mayor, do hereby proclaim the month of July 2019 as Little Free Pantry Month and encourage the community to learn more about hunger and take action to ensure that every Gillette resident every day has enough to eat. So thank you, ladies. Okay, we don't have unfinished business, second reading or third reading. New business, H1A.
Council consideration to authorize the mayor to sign a Wyoming Department of Transportation special event road closure application for Highway 51 from Garner Lake Road east to the border of the city limits on August 16, 2019 from 10 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. to create a safety zone for the 2019 Pyrotechnics Guild International Fireworks Display requested by Jeff Esposito, General Manager of the complex.
Do you have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion, and Councilman McClellan seconded it. I think this is for a special firework or something that they're planning on.
Madam Mayor, that's correct. The Wyoming Department of Transportation requires a special event application due to the proximity of the firework and the highway indicated there. That requires both the city and the county to consent to this temporary closure. As it stands right now, this is the recommendation to do this at this time. I know that there's been things in the press with the possibility of maybe altering the location, but based on the request of the complex and PGI, the matter's before you for action this evening.
Okay. Any questions on the fireworks? Okay. Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 5 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to 1B.
Council consideration for the approval of a street closure on Ross Avenue from 2nd Street to 3rd Street on July 20th, 2019 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for a Frontier Relics Rehab Market requested by Frontier Auto Museum.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Neary, was that you? Okay. Councilman Neary made the motion, and Councilman Brown seconded that. And I imagine they're going so early just to get it ready for the day or something.
Madam Mayor, that's my understanding.
Okay. Is there any questions on this closure? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the vote passes with 5 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to C.
Council consideration of a professional services agreement for engineering services for the Gillette Regional Water Supply Project, Rosette Ranch's connection to HDR Engineering, Inc., in the amount of $63,476.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman McClellan made the motion. Councilman Montgomery seconded it. This is just a continuation of the build out for the Madison.
It is, Madam Mayor, and so it is. This 63,476 is split between a 1/3 cap tax and a 2/3 Wyoming water development.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 5 yeas.
Thank you. We don't have any ordinances first reading or appointments. I'll open a public hearing to amend the district zoning map of the City of Gillette, Wyoming for Lot 1, Betcher Subdivision, City of Gillette, Wyoming, from C3 Business Services District to I-1, is that I-1? Or okay, I-1 Light Industrial District, subject to all planning requirements. Could you talk about
this? Madam Mayor, this is to amend the district zoning map and rezone approximately 11.936 acres. Currently it's C3, and they're looking to change that to an I-1. This is located south of East Shoshone Avenue and west of Butler Spaeth, as indicated in the video. Planning has approved this on a 4-0 vote. It meets the requirements to recognize changing conditions of the city, and it is otherwise in conformity with the request of the applicant and the needs of the community.
So that neighborhood that's close by, were they all contacted or notified?
Madam Mayor, I defer to Director Mazzarelli, but he's indicated that, in fact, yes, they were contacted.
All right. Any questions on this? Okay. I will close this public hearing and go to I-2.
An ordinance to amend the district zoning map of the City of Gillette, Wyoming for Lot 1, Betcher Subdivision, City of Gillette, Wyoming, from C3 Business Services District to I-1 Light Industrial District, subject to all planning requirements.
Move for approval. Second.
Councilman Neary made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. And we just heard what this is about. Is there anyone who'd like to speak to this? If not, council, please vote. There'll be two more readings.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 5 yeas.
Thank you. We don't have an executive session tonight, but before I adjourn, this is someone's last meeting tonight, and it's the reporter that we have had for many years. Five? Three. Seems so much longer. But we want to thank you, Patrick, for your reporting and your good humor, and I think I can speak for the council that we've all enjoyed having you as the reporter for the News Record. And we wish you luck in Tennessee. So come back and see us. You know, after you get down there to that heat, you will probably miss us. Okay. So I will adjourn this meeting. Thank you, everyone, and have a nice evening.